It's 11 minutes before 8 a.m. This is Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. Today is Monday, December 23rd, 2013. I'm Melissa Marconi-Wenzel with Raven News. A Sitka teacher is one of two Alaskans to receive the latest Presidential Award for Excellence in Mathematics and Science Teaching. Rebecca Himshut teaches science in Sitka. Amy Laufer is an Anchorage math teacher. In all, 102 teachers from around the country were honored, chosen from a panel of scientists, mathematicians, and educators following a state-level selection process. The winners teach students up to grade 6. The White House, in a release, says the winners will each receive $10,000 from the National Science Foundation to be used as they wish. They will also be invited to Washington, D.C. for an award ceremony and visits with members of Congress and the Obama administration. The Sitka Assembly will meet tonight at 6 p.m. The regular Tuesday meeting has been moved up a night to accommodate the Christmas holiday. At its meeting, the Assembly will take a final vote on whether to increase moorage fees at Sitka Harbors. It will also consider a resolution revising the city's top requests for state funding ahead of the 2014 legislative session. At its meeting on December 10th, the Assembly voted unanimously to increase moorage fees in Sitka by 6.15%, effective January 1st, 2014. That ordinance requires a second vote tonight to go into effect. City officials have argued that the city must increase fees on harbor users to cover the cost of harbor maintenance and upgrades. The resolution on state funding is a response to Governor Sean Parnell's proposed budget, which was released earlier this month. The governor's budget did not include any funding for several major Sitka projects, including the Blue Lake Hydro Expansion Project. The budget now goes to the Alaska legislature, and lawmakers will add their own revisions. The legislative session opens in January. The governor has said that he will prioritize projects that are already underway and have already received significant state funding, so the city is adjusting its requests to better meet those guidelines. According to the revised list, the city's top priority is still the Blue Lake Hydro project. The city needs $18.5 million to complete that project. The city's second priority is the Olympic-sized swimming pool at Mount Edgecombe High School. The third priority is the waterfront development project at the Sawmill Cove Industrial Park. Tonight's meeting begins at 6 p.m. Raven Radio will provide live coverage at that time. Former Haines Representative Bill Thomas has filed a letter of intent to run for state office in 2014. Thomas, a Republican, narrowly lost his seat to Sitka Democrat Jonathan Christ Tompkins last year after 8 years in the Alaska legislature. Thomas filed late Friday and did not specify which seat he will run for, but it will likely be for either the state Senate or House seat in newly redrawn districts that include Haines and parts of Juneau. Reached by phone over the weekend, Thomas said he's leaning toward running for the state Senate.
In the event there's a new open seat, you know, can go for either one, but I'm looking more towards the Senate seat than the House. Been there, done that.
Thomas may face incumbent candidates no matter which seat he runs for. Juneau Democrat and House Minority Leader Beth Kurtula has filed her intent to run again, but like Thomas, she did not specify an office. Juneau Democrat Dennis Egan holds the Senate seat and filed his letter of intent to run again, but Egan recently said he might rethink his plans because of health concerns. During his 4 terms in the Alaska legislature, Thomas served as co-chair of the House Finance Committee. He represented a district that included Haines, Skagway, and several other small southeast communities. When the districts were redrawn under a temporary map for the 2012 election, Sitka was added to his district. Thomas faced a challenge from Sitka Democrat Jonathan Christ Tompkins, and after a recount, lost by a few dozen votes. Now, with another new district map being used for the 2014 election, Thomas doesn't have to worry about facing Christ Tompkins, but he does have the challenge of campaigning to represent a historically Democratic part of the capital city.
Redistricting, oh yeah, it pushed me out of my old district, lost my villages, so put me in downtown Juneau, so the whole new challenge, so...
After his loss to Christ Tompkins, Thomas said he wasn't likely to run again for state office. But a year later, the 66-year-old commercial fisherman says he wants to serve again.
I thought about lobbying, but then I thought, well, you know, I still have time to serve the people. And I think it's key. It's important, you know, to serve the people.
Filing a letter of intent allows Thomas to begin raising money for his campaign. Democratic candidate for Governor Byron Mallott visited Sitka last week. He spoke to about 40 supporters at AMB Hall with this message. Government, he said, can do good.
Now, what kind of statement is that in this day and age? To believe somehow that government can help us be better, that government can help bring us together to deal with issues that we ourselves cannot address alone.
It was Mallott's first visit as a candidate, but he's no stranger to Sitka. Mallott is from Yakutat and attended Sitka's Sheldon Jackson High School. Speaking to those in the audience who attended Mount Edgecombe High School during the same era, Mallott said, "I want you to know that we prayed for you."
You don't get that. Sheldon Jackson School was a Presbyterian boarding school. Edgecombe was a BIA boarding school. And we always felt we had to pray for those heathens across the channel.
Though his roots are in Southeast, Mallott argued that he's more than a regional candidate. He has served as the executive director of the Alaska Permanent Fund and as CEO of Sea Alaska, the Southeast Regional Native Corporation, in addition to stints as mayor of Juneau and Yakutat. Mallott was asked about Senate Bill 21, the controversial legislation championed by Republican Governor Sean Parnell, which reduced taxes on the oil industry. Mallott said he will vote to repeal SB 21 when it comes up on a referendum next year. He said that ordinary Alaskans were not included in the process that created SB 21 and that it tipped the balance too far toward tax cuts.
Now, I'm not sure what the best tax balance might be, but I know that as governor, I will work as hard with the industry, with the legislature, and involve Alaskans to the maximum degree possible to help inform and get their support to have the best balance possible.
On another resource issue of interest in Southeast, Mallott said that he fully supports the Sea Alaska Land Bill, which would transfer about 70,000 acres of the Tongass National Forest to Sea Alaska.
It hasn't been a polarizing issue. The people who oppose it are very vocal, for sure. It has very broad-based support. It's been in the mill for over a decade. It has been compromised appropriately and necessarily by virtually every group that has had concerns with it. It is before the Congress of the United States now, having been cleared by the appropriate committees of both houses. But it is an example of how sensitive, resource allocation is in our state.
Mallott has been endorsed by the state Democratic Party. The Democratic primary is next August. The general election will be held on November 4th, 2014. Last Tuesday, an orphaned bear cub was reunited in Sitka with what the Department of Fish and Game believes to be its sister. In October, Little Smokey the Bear was brought to Sitka's Fortress of the Bear after being found in an outhouse used for smoking breaks by the staff at the Spring Creek Correctional Center in Seward. Smokey was one of three cubs orphaned after their mother was shot and disappeared into the forest. The fortress's newest cub, Tulian, was found several weeks ago in the same smoking shack in Seward. KCAW's Emily Foreman spoke with Claire Turner, a bear caretaker at the fortress, to learn how the siblings are getting along.
Tulian, yeah, it's a Thlinkit word for gentle. Tulian arrived at 5 a.m. on Tuesday morning, the 17th of December. Her rescue story is that she was found in the very same smoke room at the Spring Creek Correctional Facility in Seward as Smokey, which is kind of amazing, we think, for them to both end up in the same place. She was found in the smoke room to have porcupine quills sticking out of her face. She was whisked down to the Alaska Zoo, the Anchorage Zoo, where an amazing vet team worked on her, and they actually pulled 11 quills. They were in her nose, in her mouth, around her throat. Poor little girl. Must have been in a lot of pain. She weighed about 17 pounds.
And how do you know that they're siblings?
For us, it's the facial expression, the facial shape. They both have quite a long muzzle. and their ears are quite oval shaped. What's impressive about that story is we knew that Smokey had two siblings, and when the mother was shot, we knew there were three cubs with her from the state troopers and fish and game. The hardest part for her is over now.
That was Claire Turner, a bear caretaker at the Fortress of the Bear. For a photo of the fortress's newest cub, Tulian, visit our Facebook page or kcaw.org. And supporters of an initiative to legalize marijuana in Alaska say they have about 15,000 more signatures than needed to get the issue on the August ballot. Petitioners say they have collected nearly 45,000 signatures, well above the threshold of just over 31,000 signatures. Organizers want to have more than 45,000 signatures before they present them to the state by January 21st, in case some are disqualified. If the state finds more than enough authenticated signatures, the initiative goes before voters on the August primary ballot. And that's all for Raven News for this morning. It's 8 a.m. This is KCAW Sitka. It's 41 degrees in downtown Sitka and overcast. You can expect rain showers today with highs around 41. Southwest winds 10 to 20 miles per hour with higher gusts to 30 miles per hour. Should be cloudy tonight with scattered rain showers mixing with snow at times and lows around 35. West winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. And rain is likely tomorrow afternoon with highs around 40. Light winds becoming southeast 10 miles per hour in the afternoon. The sun will rise at 8:40 this morning and set at 3:23 this afternoon. That's a total of 6 hours and 42 minutes of daylight, and a gain of 14 seconds over yesterday. Coming up at 10:20, we'll have a low tide of 3.8 feet at 3:56 this afternoon, an 8.2-foot high tide, and at 10:23 tonight, a 1.6-foot low tide. Stay tuned for National Public Radio. You can also visit our page at kcaw.org.